It's Wednesday.
We're halfway there.
From here to there.
If you think so.
Dude.
What is it?
Huge guest sitting to my left.
Whoa, you're really...
I'm scared to look at her.
How exciting.
I'm super intimidated right now.
No, they're not.
A little bit.
Britt in Van City is sitting in our studio.
Guys.
Here, let's,
oh my god.
It's such a pleasure to be here with you guys.
So cool.
This is my first live podcast since the pandemic.
Oh. Yeah.
I know. I was like, when I said, I'm like, Mark told me half an hour you're showing up. I'm like, oh my god. We need to vacuum.
We actually cleaned the
I wiped your side down. His side is dirty as hell. It's like got dog hair on it.
That's fine. It makes me feel close.
Clean,
it makes me feel close to
I
Max.
I lysoled it for you.
And I got greeted by Max.
Yeah. Mr. Max.
Max, yeah. That's our
dog.
Yeah,
it's our
he's something.
Our mascot.
He's our mascot. Britt, how are you?
Good.
How are my levels? Can you? It feels like I'm crackly.
You are a little bit. Try it again.
Hi. Hello.
That's better.
Sounds good.
It's just because you're so excited.
I'm super excited. Yes.
It's fine.
thank you so much for coming to the studio today.
Yeah, no problem. Fucking boonies out here.
You had to cross a bridge today. How did that make you feel?
I'm a bridge and tunnel today. I'm
both.
You had to fight traffic.
You went on a journey. Let's talk about your journey.
Oh, man.
We got took alcohol an Evo.
Off the table. That's another story for you.
Should we remove the alcohol off the table?
No, it's not alcohol. It's non-alcoholic. No, we should.
I brought it for them, but
thank you.
Oops.
Whatever.
Yeah. Britt in Van City. Let's talk social.
Yeah.
This is so cool. You know, we talked earlier about, we have a constant dialogue with you, which is we're super grateful for.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for liking all of our stuff and chiming in and being a contributor and a collaborator. Like the stuff you do is super engaging and interesting.
So I feel real bad because sometimes we're doing our live and then after the fact, I'll see that you've put a comment like, hey guys.
And
I've missed it.
So oh yeah, I'm subscribed to everything. I'm on social media so much.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I like to pay attention to what's going on, what you guys are doing, and just people that I love and respect in the community and stuff like that. So
who's doing it right? Who do you follow that is sort of your inspiration? Mm-hmm.
So many people, but mostly the organizations that I work with here in Vancouver are the top ones. So, you know, Canuck Place, Big Sisters Program, Covenant House Vancouver.
I'm sorry, Britt. I'm going to stop you.
Yeah, no problem.
We got to call her Britt.
In Van City.
She's Bit. She's not. She's Bit there.
Oh, my.
Yes.
It's something that I always do.
That's awesome.
I'm OCD. I want to make sure we get your name right.
Bitten.
We're going to call you Bit now.
Bitten.
Hold on.
Are you? You're part vampire.
I love it.
Because we type these.
I've
things
been
as
called
we go.
Worse things than that. Trust me, especially on the internet. So we can go into that too.
Let's go there.
We'll fix that for you right away. Okay. So Big Sisters.
So the biggest players that I love to follow that, and I'm very conscious about who I follow now and what I'm consuming with social media, because it really took a toll on me the last few years. But right now, I've got some people that I love to follow, like Canucks Place, Covenant House, West End Senior Center I work with, Big Sisters, just the organizations in Vancouver I really love to follow, see what's going on, how I can help and give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And then I've got some influencers that I love, like from the States. There's a Joey Chavez. She's a fitness person, but I love her vegan activism, and I just love her content and what she talks about and mental health and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, there's almost too much to follow. There's a lot of white noise out there, and from our mutual dental clients, where do they start? How much time should they spend on social? How important is it in this day and age? And what should they be posting? Because a lot of them right now tell you, I see a lot of stock photos, and is that good or is that bad? Where should they start? What should they be posting?
I mean, stock photos are boring, but dentistry is a very specific. It's just a very specific.
It's very niche.
Yes, yeah. And it's a very complex question, but it would be the way that I would answer that would be, you know, what do you want to focus on? And I also, number one question is, where is your business coming from? if you're a dentist, because that's where you're going to figure out. So some dentists might not even want to use social media, and it might not even work for their business. A website might be better, but for some companies, social media would be better. But I would not consult and tell somebody you need to be on social media if they're not going to focus on the social media properly, if they're not going to use it properly. Those are some big
ones. It's kind of like lifting weights, right? You don't see results right away. It's something that you need to be consistent on. Is that, would that be a correct analogy?
You need
analogy?
To be consistent, but you need to use it properly. Like if, you know, you want to find out where the business is coming from first. Say somebody comes to you and says, you know, most of my business comes from YouTube. Then you want to focus on YouTube. But you also want to get on other platforms too, because if YouTube was to fail tomorrow and be gone, you don't want all your content on there, and you don't want just a following on one platform, which we're seeing now with TikTok, right? Like you want to be very careful just focusing on one, because, you know, for years I just had Instagram, and then what if Instagram decides to take my platform down for some reason? I'm screwed.
I feel like they're changing the algorithms a lot too, and that seems to affect what you're putting out there.
What is happening on TikTok right now? Like, what's, like, I know there's, like, all sorts of, like, people shutting it down in certain countries.
Yeah, so, like, there's this control thing kind of happening with the states where they're, like, they don't like it and they want to control it and they want to take it down.
They think that China's spying on everyone.
Yeah, which they're spying on everybody anyways if you even have an iPhone. So
they've got balloons.
If you don't want people in your business or anything, then I would suggest do not be on social media whatsoever. Don't be on Facebook. Don't be on anything. And if you're planning on being on those things, you need to be prepared for those things, right? You need to be prepared for, you know, all these things that they talk about with, like, the, you know, tracking you or whatever the case is, right?
Well, they shouldn't even have a phone.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I mean, but okay, so, like, with social, so, like, you and I talk about Gary Vaynerchuk, who I follow religiously, as a lot of us do. I'm sure both of you do as well. So I was listening to his podcast on Monday, and again, he doubled down on social. He's like, if you're not invested in social, if you're not posting 5 or 6 times a day on social, 4 or 5 times a day on 4 or 5 different platforms, and understanding what your, he calls it pack, I think, platform and culture. Mm-hmm. If you're not sort of understanding the pack, if you're not doubling down on social, you're really going to get left behind. So, and his message hasn't really changed much over the years. He's really still pushing the social media, creating content. And that sort of leads me to ask you, like, you're a content creator.
Right.
So, well, if I'm a dentist coming to you and I'm like, Britt, where do I start? What do I do? Where does a dentist start?
Number one question is, where's your business coming from?
Yeah. Okay, and so going back to that. Yeah.
So where is your business coming from? And where, I want to look at what your marketing is currently. I want to like dive in and kind of audit your marketing.
Okay.
I want to see, you know, if you're not on social media at all, but you have a website, I want to look into some SEO stuff. I want to look into... you know, where is your business coming from? And then if you can niche that down, or sorry, not niche, but figure out those things, then you can go from there.
Right.
And then you could be like, okay, you know, if you're going to go on social media and you're a dentist or whoever you are.
Healthcare professional.
Yeah. You need to be on 4 or 5. You need to have like the 4 or 5 platforms. Mm-hmm. And what I would want to see, and I don't care, you can throw the same shit on each one. You just need to be consistent, and you need to have a plan. And if something's not working after a month, let's say, like, if we were to strategize it out for a dentist and plan it out, we're going to post on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, and we're going to watch the analytics for a month. We're going to see what happens. And if that didn't work, then we're going to change it. You have to constantly be changing and paying attention to your content and where the engagement's coming from and all that kind of stuff. So it's a full-time job, but if you're going to be doing marketing and putting money into it and you want to get on social, there's a way to do it. And there's a, you know, you can be very successful if you're on top of those kind of things.
But I think there's a gap too. Like what, so if you say, you know, I agree with you that like, where's your business, but also like, what do you as an operator, so if you're a dentist and you're like, you know, here's, the question I ask my dentist is to say, well, what do you want to do?
Right.
Like how, what type of lifestyle do you want to have? What do you, you know, whether you're selling your practice, whether you want to like buy equipment, whether you want to acquire something, it's, the question is why, what's your motivation to do this? What's your motivation to do dentistry? What's your motivation to grow your practice? Why do you want to do this? And that always comes back again to say, okay, if we can at least find out why you want to do this, and then figure out where your business mix is coming from. If we can bring those two together, that, in my opinion, is kind of where we need to have the conversation.
Yeah, that's big. That's important.
It's worth a little splash of brand, I think, that comes out of it.
Yeah, I think obviously brand is going to, like, it's going to, I think it's going to hopefully organically come out of that conversation. But where I'm going with this is dentists don't have time for this.
They don't.
Nope.
Right.
And which most business people that come to me, they don't have time for it.
Yeah. Right.
Or they're, like, no offense to some business owners out there. They're older. They're in their older ways. They don't understand social media.
Easy.
Nah. They don't.
I always joke that I'm old, but I'm like, I'm not that old, but I'm like, you know, like,
I'm pushing 40 over here. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pushing 50. So, but you know, that being said, you know, 10 years ago, I was listening to Gary Vaynerchuk. I have a friend, Michael, who lives behind us here. Like in real estate, social was huge 10 years ago or not. It wasn't huge, but you know, Michael Thorne is one of the innovators at Remax. He speaks around the world on, back then it was all on social. Now he gives boot camps on video, and he speaks to, you know, rooms of 4,000 realtors around the world about the importance of doing exactly what we're talking about today. And it was just a matter of time. And I tried to get to the space before the rest of the dental industry did. And Mark obviously was in the same mindset as me, is we need to be there before the rest of the dental industry gets here. So that when they all arrive, we're like, we told you, this is the way it's going.
Exactly.
So you're doing it right. What is the result of doing things right on social media? Traffic, right? Good traffic. If you're, you know your demographics, you know what you're creating content for. It's drawing the right eyeballs. It's traffic, isn't it?
Yeah. And figuring, yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I answered your question a little bit more strategically, but in the sense of, like, first question would be, like, you know, where's your business coming from? And also, like, what are your offerings? Like, some dentists might want to offer, just focus on Invisalign, for example, or they might just want to.
You have some. Look at you.
Yeah, there it is. You want to give a shout out to your.
Yes, Smiles Orthodontics in North Van.
Smiles Orthodontics.
Yeah, we know them.
We happen to know them.
Yeah. My smile is, like, look at it.
It looks amazing. I can, you know what?
No overbite. It's like. Come on, you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Makes me look skinnier. It's just the whole.
I love it.
The smile is like the.
Are you happy?
The foundation of your. If you're.
Are you happy with the treatment?
It's one of the best things I ever freaking did.
So we're going to give them a shout out. So Smiles Orthodontics.
In North Vancouver.
Guess what? Guess what?
What's that?
We just did.
Yeah. And they're a client.
Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
They're doing well. They're doing really
good.
And if you use my promo code Brit in Van City, you get a special discount on your Invisalign.
What? Well, get in there.
Yeah.
We need to have like a little bell that goes ding, 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 ding. Like, you know, when you buy the bar around a drink?
Yeah. Like ding, ding. Look at this smile. You could have this smile too.
Hang on. Which one do we want to use?
Hold on. Let's do it.
That one's good. Yeah.
Yeah. The bike horn. Yeah. It's not really in your face.
No, you had another one that was like a chime.
The triangle.
So. Which camera is Brittany's?
This one.
So look into your camera, and there you go. There's your promo code, so you can say it.
Hey, guys. If you use my discount code Brit in Van City, that's Brit with two T's, you can get a special discount on your Invisalign at Smiles Orthodontics in North Vancouver or on white Zooming? Zoom? Is it Zoom whitening?
Zoom whitening.
Oh, Zoom I haven't done it yet, but they just talked to me about it. And so if you want a special discount... Use it.
Zoom your teeth over to North Shore.
Yeah.
100%.
That team is just fantastic.
They're amazing.
They have like such a good system going on there too.
100%.
In terms of marketing, they're capturing things right. They're reaching out to their patients the right way. It's
if you go to their website, the drone shot?
Yes.
That's me.
So good.
It's my favorite. Although I think Lucas took it down. So.
Oh,
it's not there,
Lucas.
Anymore. Yeah,
but and Jonathan, he's a great guy, and you know, and I really talked to Jonathan about utilizing influencers, and I was kind of one of the first one that they used, and just kind of setting that bar up for, you know, the marketing and using influencers. But great. I mean, he's killing the game with it. I feel
100%.
Like the girls he's got in there.
Great segue. So let's get into working with influencers.
Sure.
We've had some experience with influencers as well. It's a bit hit and miss. There's a lot of influence out there, that influencers out there that are kind of like kind of what's in it for me type situation. There's sort of no mutual value there. At the end of the day, we
Sidebar. Have you seen the Payless Shoes thing where all the influencers came out to buy like expensive shoes and they're just Payless Shoes?
No,
it's hilarious. Carry on.
See, that's a perfect example of you have to be careful with who you're hiring with these things too, because, you know, just because it says they have 10,000 followers, like what is their engagement?
Sure. These influencers came out and they were like looking at these shoes and like, I would totally pay $2,000 for these shoes. And then at the end of it, the Payless rep comes out and goes, those shoes are $49.99. And then everybody's like, oh my goodness. They all like scattered.
Okay, sorry. Scattered? Oh my God.
Go ahead. Keep
but it is, I love Payless shoes.
It's, of course, but I wouldn't pay $2,000 for Payless shoes.
No, fair.
I guess the quality of having followers is the engagement. Engagement is everything.
But it could totally be a fake page too. Like they might have bought those followers.
You can
right?
buy followers.
There's things you need to look at when you're, you know, hiring people.
Okay. How do you tell if there's fake followers? Do you look at the actual followers or how do you distinguish who's? Because I know for a fact that there are some clinicians out there that might have.
Yeah, and you know, they might have a great following. They might have a million people on their thing, but I mean, how often do the people that actually follow you engage in your work and also even watch your stuff? Mm-hmm. I mean, I might have 10,000 followers, but like 100 of them are only on Instagram. Like they just the other thousands are just on Instagram, but they're not active.
Sure.
So that's a big one too, right? But a way to kind of see is, you know, first off, communicating with this person and like making sure there's good communication back and forth, that this person understands they need to sign a contract, that there's deliverables involved in this. It's not just you're just going to get free product and like they have to provide you with the things that they're supposed to provide you with. So But there's programs that you can use as a social media manager that you can go in and see. They'll ask for you can ask somebody for their analytics. You can ask somebody for basically the backgrounds of their pages.
Sure.
See where their following is from. Is it more men? Is it more female? So kind of saying, I want these things from you so I can take a look and see. But there are programs out there that I don't know them off the top of my head, but I know of people in the business that have used these programs where you can run people's stuff and it'll kind of give you an idea of like what you're looking at.
A little influencer background check.
Yeah, for sure.
Smart.
That is really cool.
But also, I tell businesses, you know, there's some really great hungry people out there that might have like 200 followers.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you use that person if they're going to create content for you?
Especially if they're creating like really cool, dynamic content.
Absolutely.
Engaging, right?
Yeah.
You know, like don't just weigh out all the people that might not have as, like don't focus on the following so much.
That's people do, right?
Well, they just said the first question is how many followers do you have? We had a question from a CEO a few months ago they were like, what's your reach? Like how many dentists are on your platform? It's like, well, it's not really about the number of dentists on our platform. It's about the quality of content that we're helping them deliver.
Absolutely. And
it's about the quality, like asking them, like I'd rather have 10 dentists on our platform who are getting everything they want than 1,000 that are getting a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's really about going back to that question again, what do you want?
And being a dentist themselves, they understand just like what you said at the beginning. They don't have time for that shit.
They don't.
So they're probably not even on there. So I don't really think they even knew the question they're asking. I think they thought that was just like a question that they needed to ask. But it's like you said, it's not an important one, I don't think, to focus on.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I mean, goodness, like influencer level dentists out there, they're far in between. So, you know, getting to the level where an actual dentist has, you know, 10 to 15,000 engaged people on their whatever platform they're on. That's a lot of work.
Well, it is. And
it's a full-time
job. They're asking the right questions too, right? So the reason they have a following is because they're providing something that is of value to their community, to their colleagues, to their association, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know a lot of dentists that have huge followings, but, you know, we've got to be like, Nekhi Jamal is a great example, right? Like here's a guy who's super humble, really cool, really like digitally astute, understands social media, knows how to use it, but he's also providing something that's like, he's not waving the Nekhi Jamal flag. He's waving the, here's what we need to do for as a community, what we need to be doing for each other.
Very community oriented. Yeah.
And he does it for his association. He does it for his I don't like using the word following because it's really, he doesn't have followers. He has people that show up to his lectures to hear what he has to say, because what he's doing is improving the state of healthcare. He's improving dentistry
in the most genuine way, I think.
And humble.
That's where my radar goes on and off is, you know, is this person putting together genuine content?
What's their motive?
And also, are they good with relationships and business relationships?
Sure.
Because I've been in a room with four different people and they don't even return emails.
Yeah.
So you've got a following or whatever you want to call it, and you're not even, you can't return calls, you can't return emails in a timely manner. You can't, you know, like it's a hustle. It's not just, you know, posting stuff and whatever. And a lot of the content creators do post stuff, but they don't have any type of, you know, how to get a brand deal.
No dialogue.
How to get a brand deal or whatever. But I think it's important what you were saying with how you went to your client and how he was saying his following, but using that word. I've changed a lot of the words that I use too, and I don't like following either. I actually use community.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Because
it is.
And I took influencer off of all my stuff because I hated it. And I thought, I'm not here to influence anybody. And I'm not a salesperson. I am not here to sell anything. And yes, I do have brand deals with brands, but if you look at my socials, I've never been the type to like be selling stuff that I didn't know what was in it.
Sure.
I didn't know how it provided, you know, Invisalign worked out perfect for me because, and this is what I tell people too with starting brand deals. I don't want to be the person selling all this shit to people. I want something that's going to work for me. And then Invisalign was great. I wanted my teeth fixed. Mm-hmm. You know, they were looking for, you know, it was great. Partnership.
Good synergy.
Yeah.
So you're like a spokesperson for your community for
whatever. But it's actually something that really makes me happy, and it really like built up my confidence and all those kind, like that's what I want to do. I don't want to be like, I get offers for shit all the time, but I don't care. Like I'm not going to just sell everything, and I don't ever want to be one of those people because, you know, and I'm not the word influencer bothers me a little bit because it's like, that's not my...
Well, I'll be honest. It's got a stinky name out there.
Yeah.
It's right now, when I hear stinky. That, I think about all those influencers in Toronto that had that flight down a... I don't know. It was like a Sunwing flight.
Oh, that's right.
And they were all vaping and like partying on this flight. They got in big trouble for it.
The Nouveau Riche.
Yeah. the darn influencers.
Influencer kids. Yeah. You know, and then you'll go to these events. And I think the Canadian market's quite different than the States and stuff, because you know how the culture is in the States a little bit more. It's just a little bit more put people on pedestals and all that kind of stuff,
absolutely,
right? And I would have way bigger brand deals and stuff if I was in the States.
Oh, sure.
But because I'm, you know, stuck. And I'm not saying I even want to do those things or get to any of those levels. I'm just saying that, like, and I could grow my following. I know how to do it. I just don't have the time to focus. Like, I have a lot of followers and I'm appreciative of that. And if it keeps growing, that's great. And I used to focus on that so much. But now I don't care about that. I don't care if it's 2 or if it's 100,000, and it'll genuinely grow if it needs to. And if not, I'm happy with, like, when I first started, I said I'm going to do 10,000. And once I did that, I was like, I'm done. Like, that's what I wanted. Sweet. And then now that it's gone beyond that, I'm grateful for that. But just going back to the influencing thing, is like, I have things that I believe in and things that I like, you know, strong opinions about things or whatever, but I'm always open to an open dialogue with anybody who wants to have a respectful conversation about things. Yeah. And I'm just not a seller. I never will be. It's not in me to sell things. And
I think it's consultative selling though. I'm not a salesperson either, but I sell stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I think, like, so for me, it's like, it's, look, you got to buy something. Let me guide you on what the best thing to buy.
But
is
if this
arena,
if you're doing your research and you're in, if the product is for you, then you're not really selling it. You're just like
you're really consulting.
Yeah,
you know? Right. And I've always been very honest with people, and I think people see when people a lot of the time are full of shit or not. You know, and I'm not going to lie here and say that I haven't worked with somebody where I've been like, that's how I learned that I didn't want to do those things, because there was a few couple times where I did do that. But now I'm just very careful with what I would want to discuss, I guess, as opposed to not. But I don't like the word influencer. I'm not here to influence anybody. Sure.
We'll just get rid of it. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gone. We just threw it out. Question.
I need a garbage.
If you're, you know what I mean.
If you're running a small business,
yeah,
like a dentist, most dentists do, like, is there one platform that's more important than the rest? Should you be on multiple? Like, how does that, what does that look like?
That one's a tough question, but like I said before, a small business, if you're going to do social media, you need to be on all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of
because
them.
For
all of them being
so YouTube for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they've got the shorts now.
So shorts is huge right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about pants?
Short pants.
Maybe. Sorry. I mean,
he likes short pants.
Sorry. This thing. I'm all about pants.
It's like a 60s thing.
Kind of strange, yeah.
Right. He's actually 70 years old. He doesn't look it. He looks really
good. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I'm one of those guys. Yeah.
Okay, so. Drink break.
I love you. I know. I love you guys so much.
Okay, so YouTube Shorts. So again, and not to keep bringing his name up, but Gary Vaynerchuk's like, YouTube Shorts is where it's at. Let's go.
Very, you love,
I'm
you
killing
love
it
that.
On YouTube Shorts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because I go to the gym in the morning, I've been very remiss this week. I didn't go. However, my trainer's probably watching. He's like, yeah, you lazy son of a gun. So when I put in my headphones
and I
get on the elliptical for 50 minutes before I lift some weights and I listen to Gary Vee. I'm like, what's going on in the world? And I got to hear what's happening. And he's like, YouTube Shorts, if you're not on it, get on it now. Mm-hmm. So for someone who's never been on YouTube Shorts, and I'm not putting it myself, like, where do they start? Do they shoot something cool on their phone and then they just put it on YouTube? Like, how do they do that?
I guess it's everybody's battle against TikTok, right?
What I would do is use platforms like Instagram and TikTok to create the post, mm-hmm. and then you just throw it on everything else.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
so
what
you
I
can
do.
Just pick YouTube Shorts and then just direct it there.
I actually like specifically work out of TikTok now. Then it saves the content automatically. Yeah. I throw it on my Shorts. I throw it on my Reels. On Facebook, Reels is huge too.
Yeah.
So, little short story for you. A couple years ago, so I had a TikTok page. I was doing really well. I was like growing it like crazy, and I posted a video. TikTok took my page down. I lost all my content over the pandemic.
Oh, man.
I had three really good videos that went viral, like locally too. But it was a huge learning curve for me, and I was upset. Like, I was pissed, but I'm like, oh, if I just contact them, I'll get it, everything back. Never got anything back. Hoot and hawed about it for like 2 weeks. And fuck this, and I'm never going on these again. And I'm pissed. And I went through that. But then talking to some mentors in the spaces and some of my friends that do really well on Pinterest and all these things, I talked to a couple of people that I really respect. And they told me, you know, you can do it at any time, Brittany. You can build a... You can build a following at any point. You can redo your stuff. You have the following, you know, and which I have. So I've grown my TikTok again. It's not as many followers. I don't, like I said, I don't care. I don't. That's
is it
not,
a violation though? Like what?
They told me I violated something. It was just a funny video.
Facebook told us that a few times, haven't they?
It was a scam.
It was a scam.
Yeah. So it's like, and you have to understand, like, people get into these conversations about like the algorithm and like, don't, like I tell people, I'm like, don't take that too serious, because it's literally these programs are set up a certain way that, like, if one thing has been targeted once on your page, it like almost goes into this little I don't know how to explain it. It's
cached.
It's like the when you know you shoplift or whatever, they put your picture in
up on the fucking thing.
She's back.
Yeah,
she's doing all of that stuff.
Yeah, and one person reports your shit because they don't like you or whatever. Yeah. It'll go into their queue and they'll just take it down. There's not a physical person sitting there like reviewing these things. They say there is, and I'm sure there is to a point, but there's no way there's somebody on the volume that there is, right?
But the algorithm has it built so your name goes into a little box.
Yeah.
With
and
all
then
the
you're put into that little box. Wow. And then you're basically flagged and screwed. And you'll see that with a lot of the content creators that are huge on there too. They get frustrated, or they can use these kind of you know, like they can go live, but this person can't go live, or like there's little things that they can do that other people can't do, and weird things like that. And you'll see that in the space when you're on it a lot. But I don't even know where I was going with the story. But I think just, you know, you realize that if you focus on one platform.
Yeah, we talked about multiple platforms.
And then they take it down, you're screwed. So small business, I would say you would just want to be on everything. If you're going to throw a video on YouTube, you might as well throw it on your TikTok.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
That's another audience. That's another platform that you're using. Another mm-hmm. piece of you know, just, I don't care if it's the same shit. Throw it on all of them so that you've got it all along the board. And then,
As a busy, business person.
Yeah.
For me, I get caught in the trap. Really? He's rolling his eyes over here.
No, I'm just...
He's like, oh,
it's a busy business.
There's been a lot of eye rolling, guys.
Oh, here we go again. Tyler's going to be the busy business.
I'm so freaking important.
Talking about his shorts again. And Gary Vaynerchuk.
I'm putting myself... I'm rolling.
He's an actor.
I'm pretending I'm a busy business person. You shut your mouth.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, God.
I love you.
Here we are on a Wednesday.
Yeah. You know, you guys remind me of the two guys from the Muppets that sit up on the...
The grumpy guys?
Just, laughing and funny and, yeah. Good. Just okay.
That's not a can-can girl.
Yeah.
Let me show you a can-can girl.
We should probably dress
Get the cane! Pull them off the stage!
I want this video edited, and I want you to throw up the Muppets video with the two guys.
We're just going to... That's all you're going to be talking to.
Yeah.
That's all it'll be.
Yeah. Ralph and... Frank.
Yeah.
There's an AI that you can do.
See, now I lost my question. Okay.
You're talking about your shorts.
You're a busy business person. Gary Vaynerchuk did. I am always at the end of the day, I'm really, I got to focus on growing my brand still.
Yeah.
I got to hop on social and do this stuff. Obviously, this is why him and I work so well together, because this is he loves this stuff. I do. Don't get me wrong. I'm cool. It's super important. I'm when we started working together, I'm we have to focus on this.
Yeah.
And he's great, because I'm really good at it and you suck, so let me do it. I'm okay, cool. But my point is that if you're a business person, you're trying to get a business off the ground, where does someone find the time to do this? That's when I would reach out to you and I'd be Britt, can you just do this for me?
Yeah. I mean, I would hire a social media manager, and there's some that are really reasonably priced. And mm-hmm. like I said, dope people in the game that just want to create content and get in there. They're not asking for $1 million, right? So right. you, mm-hmm. I mean, find somebody. There's programs with UBC and all these schools that you can get, these interns to do it for you with their school stuff. I've had some social media people that own businesses that have hired kids that way. But that's just talking cost. If you can't, you're a small business, you can't afford social media or whatever you're thinking, social media manager would be great. But if you're going to do it yourself, you create the one piece of content and you have it done. So you create it through TikTok or whatever, create it on your phone, whatever, through an app. And then if you're going to take time to throw it on YouTube, you have 30 seconds to throw it on TikTok, 30 seconds to throw it on Facebook. So, and there's programs out there that you can use where you can schedule.
Yeah, that's what I was
put your post
to get
in,
into,
and then throw it in, and then it's going to go on to all your stuff. So there's
Zoho and
there's
Hootsuite.
There's programs out there that can.
I'm using Hootsuite back in 2009.
Yeah, even connecting your Instagram and Facebook pages together as well.
Yeah. That's a great way to do it, right? Yeah. There's two, boom, on there. And then you'll see what's growing. You'll see who's engaging.
Yeah.
You'll see if anything's working. None of this. But don't just do it for a month and then nothing's happening. You have to keep every month go through what you've done, what you've been doing.
It's like going to the gym.
It's really an extension of you, right? Yeah. Your business is an extension of you, and you're really just kind of reaching out and having a dialogue with customers you want.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's one of the great benefits, is that the great payoffs in doing this type of thing is that you start to get the customers you want coming to your business.
Right.
They're like, you resonate with me. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, especially if you're putting yourself out there.
I think so. And it goes back to you and I talking about my brand or his brand or whatever. It's like we've built Dennis on a Man, but it's like, I've considered now sort of branching off and creating a Tyler McClendon brand.
Right.
There should be a Mark Wagner brand. You've got a great brand. You know what I mean?
I think I'm oat brand.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh,
that's the point.
Well, for starters, it's oat bran.
Whatever. There we go again.
See, his brand should be I can't spell.
Well, hey, here's a good segue. Here's a great segue. So let's talk about ChatGPT and AI. Are you in,
hey, can you spell check this post for me?
No, it's great. It's talking about spelling. I don't have to worry about grammar.
It's a salty podcast today.
Spelling anymore. I got robots do it for me. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Robots.
I think it's awesome.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on the vibe.
But. Everybody's afraid. I think everybody's afraid of it. I think the winners will be the ones who are using it properly.
Yeah, and like,
who wins with ChatGPT?
Me.
Lawyers. That's going to be a big one. I've been in law for 15 years. And so when I see why?
Yeah.
I've been an executive assistant.
Oh my God, that's such a great point. Lawyers, yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah. So like, I remember having like a typewriter when I was like 19, like to do a check. Fuck, screwed up one of the words, had to like, you know, yeah, like it's just, you know, wasting money and stuff. But yeah, it's going to be wild.
For those under a certain age, a typewriter is an old machine that used to type letters for you. That's the dial up. Here we go. We do this every episode. We got to freeze. Anyways. We're buffering. Hold on. Yeah.
We're the pictures coming up line by line.
Could you imagine?
We're.
Everybody would be freaking out nowadays. Like, this fucking piece of shit's not working.
I'm not getting 100%. It. Yeah, for sure.
Right away.
No idea, kids.
Just waiting for that picture to download.
Like, no idea.
Oh, we're at her shoulders.
Oh my God.
That's bad. See, I took a dark turn there. That was bad.
Hang on. We
always... Every teenage boy got that joke.
Oh, Jesus.
But they didn't, because they're not old enough to remember that.
Oh, hang on. Enough.
Yeah. It's outside.
Oh yeah.
Or this is my favorite.
That's what we should have had.
That's on Family Feud, I believe.
No, that's
Brett.
That is The Price is Right.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Price is Right.
Yeah.
Do you have like a wah wah?
Oh, the wah, just the wah wah?
Wah wah.
Oh yeah.
Wah.
Come on.
It's actually four. Wah wah wah.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're totally derailing. Where
so
were we?
Good.
We do play with some sound effects. Mark does. He loves the sound effects. Yeah.
I can get carried away. Anyways, I was doing a dental.
I love Wednesdays.
I was doing a dental CE event, and there's like this really predominant clinician up doing a spiel, and he like had a joke, and nobody laughed, and I did the you know the boom boom boom.
You should have done the
then,
wah,
then they laughed more at the sound effect.
That's good.
saved it for him. He gave so me, he shook my hand.
There's nothing more endearing than watching a presenter make fun of themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. People love like, just, yeah. Anyways.
Moving on.
AI.
AI, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, so lawyers. So, okay, so this, it's all about the prompt, right? Like, so when
it's
we talk
hard
about.
It's hard enough to get lawyers nowadays to freaking get on the page that we've gotten them on with like working from home, and then like everything's digital now. Like we don't have binders when we go to court. We don't have, you know, it's all online. We file things through court, right? It's like, it's just a whole, and like the older guys really struggle. Like they struggle with like their email and all that kind
Easy.
Of stuff. But it's still,
See,
we're moving
there's
in
comedy
a
direction. Repetition there. You like that? Easy. carry on.
But we're moving in a direction of like, like you said, you're like, we started Dentist on Demand on a time when it was like 10 years ago. And you're like, we want to be ready when this happens. Like, this is where we're going with law. This is where we're going with everything that's like, you know, in law, we do so many contracts and conversation. Like, imagine I could just do an email over AI, but I know what I want to put or whatever. And it's just like, imagine like how
sucks
quick
the thought out of your brain. And
yeah.
I'm doing it. It's amazing.
Great.
It saves me so much time.
So what's your background in law?
If
you're allowed to disclose that.
Yeah. So I keep my corporate career very private from my social, and it's not that I have anything to hide. It's just, the corporate world is the corporate world.
Of course,
and I've worked
yes.
with some really big time people. I worked for the old attorney general. I don't know if Wally Opal.
Yeah.
I was his
yeah.
assistant for many years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah, and I'm still in it now because I live in Vancouver. I live on my own. Mm-hmm. I have to have at least two jobs to survive 10%. On the life that I want to live with traveling and the things that I enjoy
to feed
doing.
Your cats so and
feed
cat.
My cat. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. But like some people think I just do social media. It's like, no, that's like my side hustle. Mm. Like I have a full-time job that I work, right? So mm-hmm. I have to. There's no way I could pay my rent and mm-hmm. live the way that I do, right? So, but I've been doing law for 15 years, and it's just interesting how much it's changed in the last 6-7 years. I remember when I was in my 20s, I'm like, why the hell do I have to come to this office? I've always been thinking ahead. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, why can't I just do this from home? And I always had it in my head. I wanted to work from home. And it's funny that I feel like I manifested it in my life in some weird way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. We're all benefiting from your manifestation.
Yeah. So, but Yeah, right now I'm with Cozen O'Connor there in Vancouver. It's a brand new law firm they just opened. I was with the Law Society of BC before that.
Cool.
Okay.
For a few years. So
my cousin is a JP for what that's worth.
Oh, cool.
Is that like in the close court. To what you do?
In the court then.
Okay.
Yeah. Judicial, maybe.
Sure.
Something in the court. JP.
I'll
ask her. Yeah. She probably works in the courthouse, yeah. I would assume. But I don't do court stuff, litigation stuff. I'm doing just EA work now with my boss. So she's, her name's Brigitte Richdale. She does white collar crime investigations and stuff.
Fun.
But she's managing the Vancouver firm and we're growing like so quickly. And so, yeah, I just, in the corporate world, you never really know with people, like even with my tattoos and stuff, I've had, you know, situations where people, you know, might have judged me or, you know, certain situations, like I always was the one with the tattoos and whatever. And I'm kind of known for that, but also, on the professional side, I've had so many great people that have supported me and and drove me to where I am now in law. But anyway,
I love your tattoos. Can you tell us about them?
Thank you. Oh, God. Some drunk times, some randomness. Whatever.
Tell us about one.
Sorry. The face ones are from Vegas when I got really drunk one day. And I'm like, I'm just going to put some on my face. But I kept it very classy, I would say.
Yeah. So you have a couple of hearts right
really
here?
People really like it. Like,
I think it's really cool. It's part of your brand, I think.
Yeah, I get like, yeah. And I've always kind of wanted to look different than other people because I felt like growing up, I just never did. I never wanted to like fit in, I guess. I always wanted to.
You're a misfit.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted to stick
We're all kind of misfits.
Normal is boring. Well, like if you strive to like have that normalness.
Yeah.
What is normal? Like,
well,
I don't know.
It's society's idea of what
I guess so.
You need to be. Like, and in law, it's like I walk into a boardroom and I'm neck tatted up. It's like the old people in there are like, what? Like their first.
Sure.
And then they're like, oh, you're the person that I've been talking to for the last 2 months. And then, you know, it's, and people just judge and that's just life. We all judge. I judge. We all do it. And it's,
and I think in certain areas they judge more. I think we're lucky to be in Vancouver though. I think it is a melting pot. I think we're
less judgy places.
We're rich in culture and we've grown up. I mean, I grew up in Surrey and just surrounded by different types of people.
Well, I remember,
I think it benefits an individual.
As an actor back in the day, I remember asking, my mother-in-law to be for Katrina's hand in marriage. And she knew, and I said, before I ask you this question, I just want to make sure you understand I'm going to be an actor. So before I ask you this question, I want to make sure you understand what that means.
Right.
And I said, now that you know I'm going to be an actor, I'd like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. And she just looked at me and she said, I don't care what you do as long as you take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
And it was the answer I needed to hear.
Yeah.
So it was like, Thank you.
That's, there we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
But
and I've had
like,
people like Wally in my career who came to me and said, I want you to work for me and this is the way it's going to be. And we're going to, and I respect you and I trust you and I'm going to give you my practice to run and let's go with it. But because of people like him and his dad, you know, that's where I've built the relationships and the networking and met all the people. And so like I've had that side of my career. And then I've also had, I worked in the nightclub industry for 15 years here.
Right.
So I had both of those things, which were great for me growing up in those worlds. Cause then I got like the corporate world.
Sure. A nice blend.
And the, yeah, but I love that story about your mother-in-law. Cause that's what take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
And Wally was like, I just want my shit done. And
you know where Suzanne is right now?
No.
She's two floors below us.
Oh.
They live on the first floor of our house.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's, so we built this.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a good thing.
Oh, hang on. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
But I know. So we built this.
I pressed the wrong button.
You know, obviously, we built just this kidding. Amazing podcast studio. Mark obviously had a big part to do with building this great podcast studio. When we bought this house, the whole goal was to, we didn't have to move. We didn't have to buy this house, but we bought it so that we can move Katrina's parents and put them into a place.
Yeah.
The one thing that they've told us for years, they just don't want to go into a home, right? So they're in their 80s now, fully, very functional. Like he's still, I think he's building shelves downstairs right now.
He's always doing something.
So Gary's like, obviously, he completely renovated our old house. And here we are. We renovated the downstairs. But now we're super happy just to have them in our house with us.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, you know, I want to take care of Katrina. Katrina can take care of herself. She doesn't need me to take care of anything. But my point is that like now her and I can take care of them. And that's really rewarding to know.
Oh, for 100%. That's awesome.
But everyone takes care of themselves. So I'm just kind of that guy going, one day I'll get to take care of you. And just let me know when that happens.
Well, you all take care of each other, and it's great to have, it's great to have that nowadays, you know?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Let's get back to social media though.
Well, we were talking about AI.
No. Yes.
We talked about social. We talked about how we're the two Muppets. I like that.
We are the Muppets.
So good. What are their names again? Waldorf and...
is it one Ralph? Well, I think you're right. Waldorf and something.
Something.
Come on, Google.
They were like my favorites, so you guys are my faves. Did you guys hear that?
You heard it here first.
We're gonna replay that over and over. That'll be a YouTube short.
Clip it.
Sure.
Clip it.
So what do you think of us?
Yes.
You're my favorite.
Yes.
When it comes to social, when it comes to marketing, like the whole gamut, what are your thoughts on video?
Thoughts on video?
Yeah, like do you think, what's a powerful, I mean, I think that video is really powerful. Like if you were to really sort of put a strategy together, where does video lie in that sort of hierarchy of importance?
And I just need to see that it's 333.
Oh, yeah.
See that? I see that all the time. It's like a sign from, they say it's a sign from like, yeah. So your phone just flashes, said 333. I looked at it. I'm like, wow. I always know I'm in like place at the right time.
I can see it right up on screen there.
Statler and Waldorf. Yeah.
Who's Statler? Well, I'm the tall one.
Yeah.
You are, yeah.
So I'm Waldorf?
Mark Statler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I assume it's Statler. I don't know.
So I'm Waldorf.
But this is great. I love it.
He's on the left too.
And I'm totally the Muppet that plays the drums, the girl. With the blonde hair. She's my favorite. I don't know what her name is.
Well, I'll find out.
Yes.
Don't worry. Mark's on it.
Okay, videos. I try to tell people, like, I want to know about your staff that works there. I want to know about operations.
This is good.
I want to know about a client, like, you know, in a respectful way, obviously in a professional way where you can do it, where you can, like, actually share your client's stories or what... People want to hear and see what's going on. They want to like know.
They want to see and hear their dentist before they go there, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I get this question all the time. They're like, hey, you're in dental. What dentist should I go to? I'm looking for a dentist. And I'm like, well, go to the website. Go to Dentist on Demand. Like, no, come on. You're the guy. Why would I go to your website when I can ask you? You own that company. I'm like, fair enough. But I'm like, I want you to use the platform to see what you can find. And it's great. It's a market survey in a way for me to say like, go on the website and tell me who you think is the best one. And then I'll tell you, you know, it's what you want. I can advise you on what dentist to go to based on what I want, but I'm not you.
Right.
Right. What you want a dentist is a lot different than what I want from a dentist.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm going with video is that like it can really, and like, this is why like social video and telling your story, like you just said, is so important for me because the dentist he wants is different from the dentist that I want, which is different from the dentist that you want.
Yeah.
Which is why video and social and telling your story and creating a brand, in my opinion, is really kind of what we need to cultivate for our clients or help them cultivate.
Yeah. And I want to see, you know, the dentist talking about, you know, things like I want to see them. But I want them to be, you know, I love when you can, you know, women want certain procedures done to their face or whatever with filler or, you know, Botox. That's just a terrible example, but where the doctor comes on the video and talks about the benefits of that or, you know,
can I do it?
Just the realness of that. Yeah. Can I do it? You know, all those kind of things, why you should do it, why you shouldn't do it. Somebody that can describe what they're doing, but also isn't like full of shit either. And people can see that a lot. And we're really lacking, and we've seen this after the pandemic. And when we're talking about AI, we're really like AI is a wonderful thing, but we're lacking the human connection and we're lacking the relationships. And, but in balance, like I want those things in my life after the pandemic, of course, more than ever, but I want them in a very precise way, if that makes sense. So with the videos, I want to see. You know, I want to see the connection that you might have with that doctor. Like, I want to see what they're doing in there, learn about their staff. You know, like the staff member's been here for 15 years. She's worked with me. She knows, like, she'll take care of you, like all those kind of things. I want it, like, I literally want to, like, them to dive into that stuff. And some people just aren't going to be comfortable doing videos like that. And that's fine. Yep, but
totally.
Some people might totally love doing it too.
If so you can, you finding, should. You absolutely should.
Yeah. But you can find other people to do it for you too.
Oh, I know somebody.
Right?
Okay, Brittany, look at this camera here.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Another one. There it is.
Oh, there's me.
Janice. That is Janice.
I'm Janice.
We're going to call you Janice now.
I know. I love it. I love her so. The Muppets was my
favorite. Can you like play the drums like her? Like make your hair fly
I can play the drums, number one. And number two, my lips used to be that big, but they're not anymore.
That's huge.
Remember that big after a hockey fight once?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the top
lip. That'll do it. I did a lot of filler back in the day. I don't do it anymore as much. But I went through the phase. Sure.
There's, speaking of social, there's a lot of, like one time I was on Instagram and I started, this girl was like going bananas on the drums.
Mm.
And as we know, the algorithm's like, oh, you like female drummers. Okay, we're going to send you 100 like female drummers. I'm like, okay, well, that's not really, like this is just, this one person was like blowing my mind.
Yeah.
And
I know which girl you're talking about. She's like crazy viral too. Like,
didn't she play with Dave Grohl?
I think he did pull her up. Yeah.
She's like seven, wasn't she?
There's a seven-year-old and there's like an older kind of maybe in her late 20s.
Yeah. There's a small group of them now and they all do it. And the one girl, like she was captivating just watching. She was tiny and she's just like just wailing on the drums. Yeah. And I'm like, holy smokes. Love I'm like watching her and Katrina's like, she's like, oh my God. Like she's like, I want to follow this person. This is so cool.
Yeah. She's dope. Yeah.
And that like looking at Janice there reminds me of her. There she is.
And she was so good.
She's going Janice on the drums.
Yeah. I love it.
Do we have any more questions for Britt?
I want to start a band again.
Do it. Were you in a band before?
Oh, yeah. I played guitar for 15 years. Really? I miss music is...
I did not know that about him.
Oh.
Music I've is... Known him for 10 years. I love music. Like,
press the button. Ding. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ding. Give me a little...
No.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
All right. Little Buck Rogers.
Here. Back when this is going back, like we're going back into
Wow.
I
didn't know Mark played the guitar.
That is so good. That's so good.
Sorry, I'm still trying to record again.
How dare you? Anyways.
How can our clients find you? We have to connect you with our clients.
Britt in Van City. But my email is binvancity@gmail.com. But you can always just forward them over to me and let me know. And
okay.
I'm always happy to help.
Do you work internationally? We have American folks that
here you are. Here
I'm just. We have people in England that.
I'm snooping.
There it is.
Look at this. This is. I wanted to show this.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about some of your fundraising.
This is really cool.
So Canuck Place, you've raised $1 million. Is that?
Well, I mean, not me, but the.
Just own it.
The programs, yeah. Yes, it was me, you guys. I did it.
Every dollar was raised by me.
I did it. Wow, what an amazing organization they are. You know,
they got it together.
Hey. Canuck's Place Hospice and being with those kids and those families has just changed my life. And I'm not going to get too deep today.
I will cry. I cry very easily.
Yeah, me too nowadays. But
well, we play hockey with a fellow that just went through that and dealt with those folks there. And he raved about how they took care of the family and still are.
Yeah. And so I volunteer with them. We're looking for volunteers. So anybody out there in Vancouver who wants to get involved, it's not as scary as you might think it is. Just reach out to me and let me know. I'm always happy to talk about it if you are interested in volunteering. But you just volunteer your time and you go and you spend time with the families and their kids and read them books and take them out to the garden. Cool. Yeah. And you're just there to facilitate, you know, a fun time for an hour or 2 hours with the family and the children there.
That's cool.
And, you know, just the facility. Every single person in Vancouver needs to be able to see this house and what they provide these families. It's just unbelievable. Like, 24-hour care in this house and hospice and palliative care for these children. So it's, it's been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. So if you're looking for something to, you know, give back in the community, look at Canuck's Place because they really need it. Families need it. So,
and I know they've had like foundations like the Ronald McDonald House and whatnot that do similar type of work, right?
Yeah, I haven't worked with Ronald McDonald House. I think it's different in some way, and I'm not sure exactly, but Canuck Place is, you know, end of life care for people in hospice, and some of the families stay till the end, and some don't. but it's just a, you know, an avenue for family to go and be provided, you know, 24-hour care with the nurses. And there's also people who have children who have life-threatening illnesses that aren't actually passing away. They're just, they have a condition mm-hmm. and they need, you know, nurse care or whatever. So, but the parents want to go for a hike or they want to go for a dinner. And sure. like, so then they can bring their child there. And we've got like, there's a school in there. There's, you know, there's just like a games room. There's a room that's all padded so the kids can go in and like, you know, with these foam, like it's just the house just is just the facility is just, yeah. And then there's like suites for the parents to stay in and the family. And then you've got the nurses and then you've got volunteers like me who come in and we hang out and do crafts and whatever you want to do for 2 or 3 hours a week. So
I love crafts.
Very cool. Yeah. And it's, and it's time for me to just like forget about my entire life and go in and just be able to like hang out and, mm-hmm. you know, just, it's actually like very, very rewarding. And
it's got to be a little bit therapeutic too, just so you can turn your brain off of you.
Yeah.
And well, I think it's one of those things that will instantly put everything in perspective.
Like you wouldn't believe, like I could have the shittiest day and I go there and my feelings still matter in my life. Everything that I feel still matters, sure. but I go there and I leave and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good on you. That's cool. Very if cool. anybody could have time and energy, they, you know, I think everybody should, if you have the means to, I think you should give back.
Yeah. I think, go try it once. You'll be surprised how it affects you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Quick question about community.
Sure.
So should a dentist or should a small business be like, how should they be interacting with their community, do you think, to help like grow their brand?
Like on social or just generally?
I think both, right? I'll give you an example. So like years ago, one of my friends, Michael Thorne, who is a genius, like one of the smartest, brilliant men I've ever met in my life.
The real estate guy.
Yeah. You've probably seen.
I know his name.
Yeah. Maybe? He's just like, the guy's like, he's a genius. And a very dear friend of mine for a lot, like we've been friends for 30 years. But one of the ideas that he had was, and this was back in like, you know, 2009, 2010, when really like Facebook was starting to grab hold and it was like, you know, as a real estate agent, how do I stay top of mind in my community? Mm. And one of the brilliant ideas he had was to do a 30 and 30. So as a real estate agent, it was, we did a spotlight on 30 businesses in 30 days in Walnut Grove, in the community.
Cool.
And, you know, he really wants to grow his brand in the community and, you know, make sure that he's, you know, giving back and obviously providing a healthy business environment for his colleagues or other, you know, entrepreneurs, et cetera.
Right.
It had a ton of success with it. It went really well. And obviously he's one of the top names in this area for real estate. So my question is like, the one thing we spotlight coffee shops, we spotlight restaurants, we spotlight bookstores and like, you know, parks, whatever it was. So if you're setting up a dental office or a small business in a community, like, is there something that people can do out of the gate with their community that would say, you know what, here's two or three things you can think of doing with your community if you're setting up a business in that area?
Yeah. I mean, first thing, maybe an open house, let people come in and great meet idea. The staff and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, think outside the box in the sense of what are people not doing in your industry, right? Like, mm-hmm. and don't be scared to do things that are like a little different, right? Like, mm-hmm. and just as much as you can get people involved in what you're doing, is that's when you're going to be key. And if you can also do it where you're kind of giving back to the community too, is huge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So those are some of the things I would say for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, get on socials and be social on social media. That's mm-hmm. the point.
Be social.
Be a part of the community.
Be savvy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Ty. Okay, look straight down the barrel here.
Hi. I'm Tyler McClendon.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I love this. This is so, I told you that.
Are you serious? Hang on.
I need to have this a bigger nose. Like,
look right this way.
Which one? This one?
This guy on the left.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
hey.
Can you guys cross your arms like that too?
Okay. Like this. I gotta press buttons, but I can get there.
Okay.
Are they scowling there?
They're stuck in my double chin.
And you guys have the suits on and everything, the shirts. I cannot.
Be different, be, you know. Man.
So good. And just laugh and have a good time and,
100%.
You know, don't be so, some people in the corporate world are so uptight and just in their own shit. And that's why I've never really fit in the corporate world. In certain ways I have.
It's loosening up, yeah. I will say.
I mean, they've become some of the corporations I know.
But their way of loosening up is what do they give you, a pizza party?
They care about their shoulders. Let's
face it. They give you a pizza party.
I have this on the desk for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
Do we want to talk about this real quick?
No. I'm sorry,
yes, Britt. We do have to give a shout out to someone, a very dear client of ours at JVR Dental. Okay, so
this happens to be... If it wasn't JVR, I would be like, no.
Okay, so if you're watching and you happen to live in the Langley area... and you're looking for a dentist, you need to go check out Leanna Lunt and her associates at JVR Dental. They do have a TMJ and sleep specialist on site who can help you if you snore or if you have TMJ, if you have a clicking jaw, which I actually do. Check them out at JVR Dental in Walnut Grove. They're fabulous people, like family run, but it's also like a big, super teched out practice.
Okay? Yeah, they got it all.
They got it all.
They invested in scanners,
they got CBCTs, they got everything you can imagine. Like it's like I went there. So yesterday was my first appointment with this office and I was there for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And they did an intraoral scan of my mouth. They did a cleaning of my teeth. They did a pan. They did like you name it. A pan is a panoramic x-ray. It's just like I'm just going to throw terms out here now.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm holding this in my hand is because when I was leaving, I was like, man, I could really use some more heads for my Sonicare. And every time I go to, you know, a large box store to buy the heads for a Sonicare, I'm like, I ain't paying no $60 for three heads for a Sonicare. I feel like I love my Sonicare. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like the cheap side of me comes out and says, I don't feel like spending $60 on that today. Well, I said that to the folks at JVR and they're like, well, why don't you buy a single? They have boxes of single Sonicare heads in their practice.
See? Doing something different than not a lot of people are offering that, I bet.
You don't need to buy a pack of Sonicare heads for $60. You can buy one for $12.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That made my day. I bought two.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
So all I'm saying is that like if you have a Sonicare and you like go into a Walmart or Costco or something, you're like, damn, I ain't paying that. Go to JVR Dental. You can get these one off.
Yeah.
And more dentists should sell these. Like you can get a box of them and they're like, they sell them one at a time. I don't sell Sonicare. I have no reason to promote this at all other than the fact that if you're looking for a dentist and you want to buy cheap Sonicare heads.
You know where
that
you
made
go?
My day.
You know where you can, you know.
I was so excited.
You know where you can find Leanna? On Dentist on Demand.
Ooh.
If you are a dentist on planet Earth, list your
nice
practice segue. On Dentist on Demand.
Do we have some, look, some British customers yet?
We're giving back. See?
Yes.
There's one, yes. of our Siebens.
We have three in False Creek so far.
You do? Yeah. Oh, can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
False Creek, eh?
False Creek. We have three. So one on the south side, one on the north side, and one on the east side of Granville Island in False Creek. So these are sifters. So they basically pull.
There they are.
How many gallons a day was it? Like
25,000 liters an hour.
25,000 liters an hour of water sift through these, and they basically pull all the plastic out of the water in English Bay.
Wow. Yeah.
Now they're used more for analyzing to figure out they pull these plastics in so they can analyze like what is basically the pollutant makeup in False Creek, and so they can provide that analysis.
And bottom line, there is a frightening amount of plastics in our own like local water.
And straws aren't the problem. They are, but they're like those little...
The nurdles.
The nurdles are the problem.
Plastic nurdles are our enemies. I think there's something like 4 trillion nurdles that enter the Earth's waterway a year. What a nurdle is just that foundational plastic, small little plastic bead that they melt down to make everything that is plastic.
Mm.
Yeah.
So companies that make these plastic, whatever it might be, phone
it's
cases...
Like a plastic sprue.
Yeah.
Like they make stuff with plastic and it gets spit out and it goes into the waterways.
Yeah.
And you watch birds and they like see a little piece of plastic and it's like just this tiny little bead. Yeah. And they think it's a bug floating across the water and they grab it and it goes into their stomach.
Well, the issue too is that the plastics break down even further and get into the whole hydro system.
Mm-hmm.
We have like microplastics coursing through our veins. It's scientifically proven. Anyways, not to.
We're doomed.
We're doomed.
Well, I mean,
if you go down the rabbit hole, man, it's tough.
Don't go down the rabbit hole.
I ain't having kids. I ain't bringing nobody into this world. There you go. Yeah.
We had one by accident. Just kidding. I'm kidding. He wasn't. I'm totally kidding. I love you, Colby.
You heard it here first.
No. Joke. Oh my goodness, that was such a bad joke.
And that, like, that's a double wah, wah, wah. Anyways, Brittany, lead us out here with a happy note.
Tell us something happy.
Give us something.
Lead us into Thursday.
There's like a hair on my mic. It's
sticky. I know. It's nice. It gets hairy.
Happy after the plastics talk? I don't know. I know,
right?
We had so much fun and then we got all serious.
I don't know. Just maybe focus on, if you're going to be on social, be conscious about what you're liking because then you're going to see more of that. Mm-hmm. So just, and your time on there and all those things. And
how much time a day do you think people should spend on social?
I'm not here to tell people how long they should be.
All day.
Because I'm on there a lot. But but that being said, I take the
time. It's super addictive though.
I take the time to like not be on there too. So there's the balance. Mm-hmm. But also if you love seeing like animal videos, then that's great, right?
I'm mostly
like people hurt themselves.
Yeah.
For animal videos.
People hurting themselves is really funny to me.
Yeah. I love those. Yeah.
Like all those dodo videos.
Those are like my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the guy saves like some cat that he found that somebody abandoned. And then it has like a one.
Oh, those stories are nice too, where they like find like a cat in a pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 feet underneath your. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Just focus on, you don't have to focus on all the bad stuff.
Don't.
How about.
No bad stuff.
No happy bad stuff.
There's happy. A lot of happy things going on, even though it seems like we're in Doomsville.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great
things. I think if we all, like, even if you're.
That's a great. Okay, so hold on. We got to hear this. Say that one more time.
Okay.
Even though it feels like we're in Doomsville, there's a lot of great things going on. There's a lot of people that are giving back to the community and people that love each other, and just don't feed into the bullshit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what we should end the show on. But yeah, I want to hear what you were going to say though.
Nope. That's it.
I don't get to hear what you had to say.
Okay.
Thanks, Stellar.
Okay. Bye.